Austin Stoak and Isaac Schaefers of the Arweva Rockets joining us once again here on a pregame interview coming up to week six. We're getting into the end of the season, but guys, always great to catch up with you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, guys, let's just talk recap from week five. Another big game against another district opponent, Siouxland Christian. You guys went up against three-game win streak now. A lot of confidence for you guys coming here in week six. Talk to me about that matchup with Siouxland Christian. I know we talked about it. At face value, they may not have had a lot of stuff stats-wise, but obviously the guys gave you quite a challenge last week.
Oh, yeah, yes, they did. Man, like we said last week, too, they faced the first three games was top 10 teams in the state, so any team would have troubles with that type of schedule. But obviously they played really good. I mean, for us, we kind of came out a little flat. And no, struggled a little here and there, but then at second quarter, we obviously got stuff figured out. Then second half, we kind of struggled a little bit here and there. But all in all, yes, the win definitely helped us gaining that confidence, figure out what we did good, what we did bad, and obviously work upon that during this week in practice.
Was there any surprises that Siouxland Christian threw you away that kind of threw you off your game plan at all?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say they were a little bit more physical up front than what we expected. We knew that they'd bring a lot of pressure pretty much all night long. We saw that on film, but they were physical. There was times that they had three guys rushing just a couple times, and we couldn't really stop them with our four guys because we weren't in the right position to make the right plays at the time. And they were physical up front. They had a couple big guys that were a little bit stronger than us, and we just weren't very fundamentally sound. Not just up front, it was at times running the wrong routes or bad snaps, bad timing on snaps. We had timely penalties. It was one of those wins. It was kind of an ugly win, but we just kept reminding our guys that a win's a win.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And despite all kind of the stumbles you might have seen throughout the game, it's still a very sound game offensively, a good game offensively. Wade Regaler carved out, or has continued to carve out, a nice season for himself. So just talk to me about the development of this offense. You talk about they've gained confidence and they've gained stuff. Talk to me about their game sense. How are they doing when it comes to running routes and all that kind of stuff when it comes to the offense?
Game sense is a great word to describe a lot of the improvement that they've made. Physically, obviously they're not quite as timid playing football right now. They understand it's a lot different from week one. Their mindset's a lot different. They know what it takes. But their mindset as far as play calling goes, they're really starting to understand things. Why we're doing certain routes, why we're doing certain blocking schemes. This week, they play a lot of cover two, and we kind of expect them to do that against us as well. So we've been working on a lot of different zone routes, zone combinations, and making the right reads. And our guys, we have a lot of freshmen and sophomores. We have, I think, 10 of our 15 are freshmen and sophomores, and they're doing a good job of, like you said, that game sense is a good word to put it. It's really, really improving day by day, and it's week by week. It's been really fun to see the progress of our young guys.
And let's talk a little bit about this week six match. We'll talk about more about the implications of the week as a whole here in a bit, but talk to me just about Boyer Valley. What have you seen from them? What are their tendencies? What are the Bulldogs going to look to do?
I mean, honestly, if you kind of watch our film, we struggle here. We struggle at times here and there with pass coverage and that. So obviously, they're probably trying to exploit that. Last week against Woodbine, they did a pretty good job, just couldn't seal the game off. But that's probably their plan is defensively. I mean, their defensively, they did pretty good at times here and there. So they're probably going to stick with cover two. They do blitz quite a bit. So obviously, if you watch out film from last week, they probably plan to bring some pressure and obviously get Blaine out of the pocket and just put some pressure on him. So obviously, on our end, we obviously offensively make sure we contain control the pressure and all that. Defensively, obviously, like we did last week against Siouxland, obviously, do pretty good with pass coverage, obviously. And obviously, our front line has to put pressure and obviously do not let the quarterback scramble out here.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, Coach Schaefers, because their quarterback is kind of sharp. I mean, he has a lot of passing yards. He's been kind of a nice quarterback for the Boyer Valley Bulldogs, and Volkman seems to be kind of his number one target here. So did they pass to him a lot from what you saw in game film, or kind of who are his top targets in that game?
Yeah, number 14 did pretty good, and number one was another top target here.
Yeah, the beam kid at quarterback, he's – he's pretty elusive, as well as Cripps kid. You know, he's in the slot a lot. You know, we look forward to him being one of the targets, one of the weapons. But yes, the Volkman kid is number 14. He's definitely there. One of their top weapons. You know, he's 6'4", and he's pretty athletic. We've seen him in all, we faced him in all different sports, and he's just an athletic kid. He's strong. He goes up and gets the football. You know, there's times they'll chuck up a nice seam route to him, and he'll go up and get it over top of defensive back's head. So, you know, we have a specific game plan in mind to kind of try to slow him down a little bit. But we also have to remember that we got to stick to our roots. If we don't do our job in our defense the way it is, it doesn't matter what they end up doing. So our guys understand that. You know, they may target him a lot, but we also need to be prepared for them to do something different.
And defensively, talk about their scheme. I know that they got some bigger guys again here this week. You've been challenged with bigger guys all season long. So at this point, it's just kind of expected you're going to go against some bigger guys. So defensively, what sort of looks are we going to see from the Bulldogs?
Again, nothing too crazy. I mean, they do a lot of cover two. They do man-to-man on certain special occasions, but a lot of cover two, and they do a really good job with their front three putting pressure. And if they want to, they send another one or two linebackers in there and causing more chaos. So basically, their game plan is obviously keep everything in front of them, don't look nothing over top, which we're not going to mind because we're just going to take what they give us here.
Yeah, and Coach Schaefer's, just to expand upon that a little bit, you know, what sort of challenges is this defense going to bring to you? Because obviously you've seen a lot of similar defenses throughout the season, but what are the Bulldogs, whether it's player-wise or how they're going to set up, how is it going to challenge your guys' offense this week?
Again, on the front line at least, again, they have some really big boys who have some pretty good motors on them, so obviously, up front, they got to obviously the same blocks here for Blaine and for our running backs to obviously hit the hole or be able to make the clear pass here. Everywhere else, we obviously pick up backs, got to help Blaine here and our lines pick up blocks here and there. They're just really, very, very physical. Again, they'll give you space to make passes, but they'll come in close really quick and make hard tackles here. So, obviously, got to fire in our pocket, sit, catch, and complete the catch and expect to hit here and there.
Now, I know we haven't talked about the state of the district kind of in these interviews quite yet, but let's introduce that now because I think this week, probably one of the most crucial weeks, and there's not really a lot you guys can do about it. You guys get a non-district opponent, and Glenn and Ralston and Kingsley Pearson are two of the teams fighting for your position right now in the district with, of course, Newell Fonda, Remsen, St. Mary's battling for 1 and 2. Talk to me just about how this week kind of folds down and what implications could come out of this week when it comes to the postseason.
Yeah, we as a coaching staff understand where we're at right now in the district. You know, we also have two of the top five teams left remaining in the state. And so, you know, our guys, it starts with us as a coaching staff. We have to look at it as it's week by week. We don't really fall into too much of that. You know, we just got to control what we can for the week of. You know, it doesn't matter if we don't win. It doesn't matter if it's week one or week eight. We're in the week to win the football game. It's definitely a close, tight district run right now. You know, we just got to take things week by week, and this is a non-district game, so it you know, implications wise, it doesn't necessarily, you know, mean a ton. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, relation to district play. But our guys understand it's, you know, they're hungry for win four. It's really exciting for us coaches to see a bunch of young guys, you know, it's exciting to see them take what the hard work that they've put in and really iron out a few wins here and, you know, hopefully go for win number four regardless of where we turn out in district play. We're really happy for the guys to see them get a chance at win number four and they're just focused on that this week.
Yeah, and talk to me just about, you know, weird to think we're already in the last 3 weeks of the season before we get into the postseason. What are the emotions like among you guys and the team?
Yeah, I mean, not looking too crazy forward into the future, we're focused on this week, but I mean, for our lone senior, obviously his time is counting down, so we try to remind him and everyone else, hey, time's counting down here, make everything count, don't basically play with no regrets, play so you don't have to regret anything, just make be fast, make a mistake, make that mistake fast here.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about your lone senior. You talk about, of course, his time's coming to close of Timothy Dose. Talk about his time with the Weaver Rockets and what he's meant to this team this season.
Yeah, Tim. You know, if he's not a motor on the field, he's an energetic guy for us, or vice versa. Tim's always played his role extremely well, regardless of what it was. You know, from freshman year to senior, I can remember freshman year him running down the field playing on kickoff, absolutely just just hitting somebody. He just he does a good job of doing his job. He's been a good leader for us. You know, he tells the young guys up front where they need to be. And then, you know, when things get tough conditioning wise and stuff, he's had some times where he does a good job of keeping the young guys their mojo kind of up and keeping them enthused in the task that's at hand in the long run. So yeah, Tim's been a great leader for us, and you know, we look forward to spending these last few weeks or 4 or 5 weeks with him, and yeah, he's been good for us, and he'll be missed.
Absolutely. Well, guys, good luck against Boyer Valley this week. It's probably going to end up to be a very fun matchup to watch. And, of course, we'll talk to you guys more on the New Way Otter Group Scoreboard Show later on tonight.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Tyler.